You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
It is time, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it. It is our NFL division by division breakdown. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
And we are starting with the division of the champs, the AFC West, from 4-1. What you got, dude?
All right. So I'm going to start with the Raiders. I think it all goes downhill, man. I think Jimmy G gets hurt. Jacobs gets hurt, Adams refuses to play, McDaniel gets fired, and they finish in last. I think that's where they're going. Number three, I've got Denver. I don't believe in Russ. I think he fails early. Stidham comes in and plays really well, and they compete for second. But I think Sean Payton's there for the long haul, not the short haul. He may have been there to try to fix Russ, but I think ultimately they'll be taking a quarterback in the first round of the draft. And number two, I've got the Chargers. This team will go as far as their coach lets them. We all know he makes very poor decisions. Herbert and company are loaded with talent. And number one, I'm not going to make the mistake I made last year. I'm going with Kansas City. I'm not betting against them. We saw Pat Mahomes hit another level after his injury last season. To be the man, you got to beat the man. So right now, he's the man. They're the champs. Kansas City number one.
I can't woo in the Patrick Mahomes voice because that would really be gravelly. So woo!
Woo!
Exactly.
Oh! Woo! White Andy, woo!
That's a great play call. That's a great play call, Pat. For me, fourth place, I'm going Denver. Sorry, Coach Westhoff. It's not there yet. Javonte Williams, I'm concerned about his health. Receivers are decent. Tight ends, leaves a lot to be desired, even with our boy Chris Manhertz. A great, good special teams guy. We'll see. But this boils down to the quarterback. Can Russ cook in Sean Payton's offense? I'm not sold at all. Denver's in last for me. Number three, this may surprise you a little bit. I'm going to say it's very close. It's a very, very close three. I mean, fighting for second place all year. But I'm going to go with the Raiders. Barely. I think that there's going to be a little bit now that Carr is out, Jimmy's in, you have a little bit more continuity with the New England system. The question is health. Can they protect Jimmy G? That's the question. Because if Jacobs gets into camp, if he's going to be there, he's a stud. You have Adams, Jacoby Myers, Hunter Renfro, Austin Hooper at tight end, right? They lost Darren Waller. They brought in Austin Hooper. The talent is there. On defense, you have plenty of guys. You have Crosby. You have Tillery. You have Chandler Jones. This boils down to Jimmy and his health, and I think Jimmy will stay healthy this year to make a run at second place. Second place, it's the Chargers. And I'm not confident in second place because of two people. Kellen Moore, right? Das Wunderkind. What has he ever done? Like Dak Prescott, I'm not impressed by what Dak Prescott did under Kellen Moore. It's very eh. His offense is eh. Doesn't do anything for me. Right. And I don't know if Justin Herbert's going to improve under Kellen Moore. And then Brandon Staley. How is he gonna fuck this up? Plain and simple. Right. How is Brandon Staley gonna fuck this up? At least three losses this year are gonna be on Staley. I think we should petition this. Colossal coaching mishaps, colossal coaching blunders should now forever be called Staley's. Colossal coaching fuck-ups should forever be known as Staley's, just because of this guy. The talent is there. You got to get out of your own way. And they'll barely clear the Raiders. I'm not sure about a playoff spot. They'll barely clear the Raiders this year. And number one, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion, Kansas City Chiefs. How can you go against this team after what they did last year? The infrastructure is still there. Coach Reed is still there. Patrick Mahomes is still there. Travis Kelce is still there. Unfortunately, Kadarius Toney is still running his mouth, but still there. It's all about Kansas City in the West.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.